being able to see all the work leading up to it, all the execution and all that, being able to see it accomplished on game day is my favorite part of it.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Excited to have on the line a guy that has his hand on the pulse of great times, big games, and fan experiences second to none. He's a manager over there at Sodexo, at one of our favorite institutions of higher learning, and Wildcat wins Kansas State, the one and only Ben Mulberry. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, how's it going?
Ben, oftentimes, you know, we'll highlight great destinations, whether it's for food or fun, sports, road trips worthy of that trip. Manhattan, Kansas, certainly one of those. And it's a sister city when it comes to our very own Jim Bob Morris, right? We both share him and the official tequila of game day, El Bandito Yankee. So, Ben, recently a full stadium of fans had the game day experience, everything you'd expect from a big college football Saturday. But you and your team at Sodexo gave fans a little something extra with the activation in all the suites. It was kind of a takeover.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we worked with Jim Bob and El Bandito on doing a little suite gift for all of the premium suites up at K-State, right around 90 of them. And with that, I mean, Sodexo donated a custom K-State shaker, a 20-ounce shaker Yeti. And then we also donated a custom K-State 20-ounce Yeti tumbler as well. So, and we also did it with that custom lavender color that everyone loves at K-State. And Yeti put out the perfect lavender to match it. So got some logos put on it and donated it into the suite with all of the fixings from El Bandito to make their custom original margarita.
So Jim Bob, he was a player there. So he played at Kansas State for the Wildcats. You know, he's got a couple buildings. He supported some of the institution on the educational side, but from the sports side of things, but you know, he's a fun guy. I don't know if you spend a bunch of time with him, but when it comes to fun, Jim Bob is a fun guy. And of course he brings the El Bandito. Is that something that, as you at Sodexo and you guys try to incorporate things into it, do you try to look for things that maybe have either a local angle or even an angle with the university?
Yes, sir. We always are looking at those locals around the Manhattan area or even Kansas, and then also looking at those donors and seeing who's played for K-State and the things they're doing in their post-sports life and trying to make sure we are supporting everyone and making the best fan experience with it.
In addition to that, you guys also did the concessions, right? So it wasn't just, you know, some of the listeners, they may be thinking, hey, I love the game day experience. I'm not always finding myself in a suite. So those suite people, extra lucky, right, with the tumbler and with the shaker. But even in the concession stands, you guys had things going.
Yeah, we had it on all of our bars around the stadium. We were selling the margarita pre-mixed. So we batched up the margarita and were able to serve it to the guests that were able to purchase off of the bars. So not only in all the suites did El Bandito donated all of that stuff, but then on our end, we purchased all of the fixings to make that margarita on our bars to be able to sell it to a lot more of the fans.
When it comes to Sodexo, and you lead the way there as the general manager, it's more than just this one time. You're doing stuff on a regular basis at different, whether it's games or activations and all that kind of stuff. Give the listeners, it's one of the things, you know, they go to these events and they experience it and they enjoy it. A lot of times, maybe they're not aware that Sodexo is behind the scenes making it great.
That is correct. We do everything for K-State Athletics food and beverage wise on game day. So, I mean, we do all the food for all the concessions. We do all the premium buffets and all of the premium donor locations. And on top of that, we do all the suite service inside for food and beverage. So there's a lot that goes into each game day, and it's always working with what's going to be the best for the fans and the environment to make the environment enjoyable.
Your background, Ben Mulberry, is it the kind of thing, did you always want to get into the hospitality world? Were you throwing parties? Like maybe as a kid, was that your thing, just kind of making people happy? What's the background that got you into this in this leadership role?
Background into it, my first job I got a long time ago working in a stadium. I started working in Denver and a few of the stadiums there, and from there I've just been able to grow into it and grow into the leadership role here at K-State Athletics. I've always worked in stadiums pretty much my whole life, and I love the atmosphere around sporting events. No matter the sport, there's always that fun experience around the sports and being able to be in the stadiums on game day, even though I do have to work, really drives the excitement around it. I mean, can't say jobs are always enjoyable, but being able to work 90% of my days being at sporting events. That's the way to do it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure your family and friends, you know, Ben's like, oh, I got to work. They're like, your work is what 90% of the people there are all paying to be a part of, right? And you get to be there as your job. That is pretty cool. You mentioned it too. You mentioned Mile High. So you think of maybe like Denver and the Broncos and some of those other things. And just a little background on Sodexo. Obviously, with you, you know, you're focused right there at K-State leading the way. But Sodexo is a company that's all over the country doing things.
Yes, sir. Sodexo does quite a bit across the company. I mean, they have multiple different segments where they have schools where they focus on the colleges, but then they also have Sodexo Live, which focuses on the more pro level.
So think about this. Wanted to ask you before we let you go, and of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. As a guy who does this every day, what has been, you know, share with the listeners, one of your favorite all-time either activations or cool things that you did? So that's one. And then the other is coming up. You know, obviously, maybe it's for the rest of the season or even other sports. Like you said, you're doing stuff for all the different sports through the seasons at K-State. What is coming up that you're looking forward to?
My favorite all-time, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint exactly one activation or anything. My favorite is all the work that goes into it and being able to get to a game day and seeing it all be executed. I mean, being able to put together, because it's not one activation during the game. I mean, there's hundreds of employees we have working, and I don't even know how many locations right off the top of my head, 40 locations or something here at K-State on a game day. I mean,
wow.
Being able to see all the work leading up to it, all the work over the summer, all the planning, execution, and all that, being able to see it accomplished on game day is my favorite part of it. And every sport is a little bit different. So being able to manage appropriately and see what activations are going to work best for time of year, season it is in, length of event, outside factors, holidays, anything else going on around it, trying to put a little twist based on all of those things, being able to do that really is one of my favorite things, and being able to see it all executed.
And then as you're looking forward, obviously big time college football, it doesn't get much better than that, but K-State's got a great basketball team. The volleyball team's great, all that stuff. Is there anything you can let the listeners know that you're looking forward to? Maybe they should get in on too.
Looking forward to all the upcoming basketball games. I mean, men's and women's basketball here at K-State, both are going phenomenal right now, and just trying to do those events and see some of the cool new things we're doing there. So just being able to get it all going.
Ben Mulberry, he is the GM at Sodexo over there at K-State. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com. And so, Ben, as we let you go, for any extra info, maybe social media, places people can go to keep up, is there anything that you have there for Sodexo?
We do have more Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Those are kind of our main ones, and it's just Sodexo at K-State.
Lots of fun happening. If it's fun and it's happening to K-State, chances are Ben Mulberry is somewhere in the middle of all of it. Ben, we'll let you get back to it. We know you are so, so busy, but thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Awesome. Thank you.